I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful. Another winning story for radio as the fitness industry may be a way of growth for advertisers. The media audit ad investment company MCCG Invest reported growth of 8% for audio platforms with a focus on radio. The research shows advertisers could invest in radio to reap a massive share of health club users. The research also says people who listen to audio are way more likely to be gym goers. The study said nearly 12% of adults in the United States reported using a health club over the past year. Nearly 18% of podcast listeners reported health club memberships, which was reported to be about 50% above regular folk. Streaming audio listeners were at almost 14% and on-the-air radio listeners at 13% with gym memberships. The study had other exciting news for us, too, showing 75% of gym rats were radio listeners on an average day compared to 64% of the total population. Plus, health clubbers spent as much as 2 hours and 10 minutes a day with radio, either during their commute or workouts. Younger listeners like millennials or Gen Xers were at about 65% for heavy radio listening, a whopping 3 or more hours per day, and 56% of health club members were in those age groups. And lastly, heavy radio listeners were also health club users with daily audio listening at nearly 5 hours. That's more than the average TV viewing for that segment. So the research shows this is an opportunity for advertisers who are looking for engaged listeners, spending longer times with their ears on the speakers and with the probability of higher incomes and obviously a health-focused mindset as gym-goers contribute to audio's effectiveness. Remember, this last story is not for air. The next 5 are separated out into voicers and 1 newscast and are free for you to play on your podcast or radio station. How hot or cold your body is may also inform how that temperature could rule emotion, identity, and mental health. The research in Trends in Cognitive Sciences says our awareness of our own bodies could help advance certain mental health treatments and how prosthetic limbs are fitted. That could make them feel more natural for their users. The study examines so-called thermoception. That's when the body senses change in skin temperature like a warm hug or a sudden chill. Thermoception supports emotional experience, personal identity, and mental health. And Autistic Barbie has been introduced by Mattel. As the company continues to celebrate diversity, the new doll was created in partnership with the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network. She has eyes which shift slightly to the side, showing someone who may want to avoid direct eye contact. Her elbows and wrists are different to show certain gestures. She wears loose-fitting clothes, flat shoes, has a fidget spinner, and noise-canceling headphones, too. A miracle in the Golden State. After a significant wet holiday season, the state reports no drought or no areas with abnormal dryness. It's a first in the last 25 years, anyway. The U.S. Drought Monitor reports wildfire risk across the state as zero and no need to worry about the state's water supply for the next year. The last drought the state had lasted for 3.5 years, and before that, there was a 4-year spell from 2012 to 2016. If you talk to your dog like they're a toddler, sometimes saying things quietly or even spelling out words like F-O-O-D or W-A-L-K, it's because they are actually listening. Sounds weird, right? A veterinary college in Vienna did a study showing these so-called gifted dogs could even learn the name of a new toy even if the toy was out of sight but their human was looking where the toy was hidden. The study showed dogs use social communication. Dogs that can differentiate at least 5 objects are apparently rare. They say they tend to be working breeds, especially border collies or mixed breeds. It seems we learn a new phrase or word that ends up in our daily casual communication like bed rot, brain rot, or doom scroll all the time. Then there are companies that pounce on us and send us these ads for supplements, spa days, or magnetic headwear. Okay. A new study says a lot of the products have the word neuro in their name, hoping to reactivate our neural pathways. But do they actually work? Elle Magazine, interviewing those in the field and neuroscientists, said they were just starting to figure out ways to possibly influence the brain in a non-invasive way. Sounds big brother-y to me. I'm Leslie Lotto, and this has been an Earful. How hot or cold your body is may also inform how that temperature could rule emotion, identity, and mental health. The research in Trends in Cognitive Sciences says our awareness of our own bodies could help advance certain mental health treatments and how prosthetic limbs are fitted. That could make them feel more natural for their users. The study examines so-called thermoception. That's when the body senses change in skin temperature, like a warm hug or a sudden chill. Thermoception supports emotional experience, personal identity, and mental health. I'm Leslie Lotto. And Autistic Barbie has been introduced by Mattel. As the company continues to celebrate diversity, the new doll was created in partnership with the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network. She has eyes which shift slightly to the side, showing someone who may want to avoid direct eye contact. Her elbows and wrists are different to show certain gestures. She wears loose-fitting clothes, flat shoes, has a fidget spinner, and noise-canceling headphones, too. A miracle in the Golden State. After a significant wet holiday season, the state reports no drought or no areas with abnormal dryness. It's a first in the last 25 years, anyway. The U.S. Drought Monitor reports wildfire risk across the state as zero and no need to worry about the state's water supply for the next year. The last drought the state had lasted for 3.5 years, and before that, there was a 4-year spell. From 2012 to 2016. I'm Leslie Lotto. If you talk to your dog like they're a toddler, sometimes saying things quietly or even spelling out words like F-O-O-D or W-A-L-K, it's because they are actually listening. Sounds weird, right? A veterinary college in Vienna did a study showing these so-called gifted dogs could even learn the name of a new toy even if the toy was out of sight but their human was looking where the toy was hidden. The study showed dogs use social communication. Dogs that can differentiate at least 5 objects are apparently rare. They say they tend to be working breeds, especially border collies or mixed breeds. I'm Leslie Lotto. If you talk to your dog like they're a toddler, sometimes saying things quietly or even spelling out words like F-O-O-D or W-A-L-K, it's because they are actually listening. Sounds weird, right? A veterinary college in Vienna did a study showing these so-called gifted dogs could even learn the name of a new toy even if the toy was out of sight but their human was looking where the toy was hidden. The study showed dogs use social communication. Dogs that can differentiate at least 5 objects are apparently rare. They say they tend to be working breeds, especially border collies or mixed breeds. I'm Leslie Lotto. It seems we learn a new phrase or word that ends up in our daily casual communication like bed rot, brain rot, or doom scroll all the time. Then there are companies that pounce on us and send us these ads for supplements, spa days, or magnetic headwear. Okay. A new study says a lot of the products have the word neuro in their name, hoping to reactivate our neural pathways. But do they actually work? Elle Magazine, interviewing those in the field and neuroscientists, said they were just starting to figure out ways to possibly influence the brain in a non-invasive way. Sounds big brothery to me. I'm Leslie Lotto.